What if I told you that most of your stress, your anxiety, your emotional suffering isn't actually happening right now? What if happiness and unhappiness are both fleeting? Not because life is cruel, but because our minds are constantly reacting to memories, images, and reflections that no longer exist. Today's conversation may completely change how you understand emotions, suffering, and calm. Blending ancient Buddhism wisdom and with modern science is a way that helps you feel steady no matter what era in your life that you are at, and no matter what life throws at you. Now, before we begin, I just want to make sure that you remember to follow the advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And if this episode brings you clarity, please share it with someone who needs peace in a noisy world. Now, I am really excited today because my guest today is Saw Mint, and she teaches a practical science-aligned approach to self-mental health care and healing rooted in the origin teachings of Buddha, teaching that too many who believe have been lost in translation. Now, this is not about escaping life. It's about learning how to stay calm with it. Saw, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm really excited to have you on the show. Tell everybody a little about yourself and, what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Stacy, for welcoming me, and thanks everybody for being here. My name is Saw Nien. I live in Sydney, Australia. I originally come from a country called Myanmar 17 years ago. I am a mother of two. I'm a CPE qualified as a business. I'm a finance broker and developer, but this passion, stay with me since I was young. So because I want to help other with their mental health issue, because we all human, and until we say we all little crazy, but I actually also have suffered when I was young, and I was young under 10 that I didn't know how to get help, and I needed help, so I just want to be there for others. I'm not medical professional or anything. This is just an alternative way of, solving this issue that might resonate with some people. I thought that's why I'm here, to help you guys if I could. So
Well,
would you like to know my details, or
I would first love to begin, with something you say that really changes how most of us think. Like, you teach that there are only two main feelings, happiness and unhappiness, and that they're both sources of suffering. Like, can you explain what you mean by that in a way that people can, immediately understand?
So I've talked about this in a group session. Sorry, there's an end before, and some people ask me, it's a good question, right? We all know about, suffering in a bad way when we sad and we want to get away from it. But people say, when you feel good, that's not a suffering. Why do we have to get away, right? Because sadness and happiness, because they both don't last, okay? Because we have got to realize that, okay? And I have a business coach, and there's one Aussie billionaire told him, because he's the billionaire, is 70 years old. He said, if you could take me back to my 35-year-old self, I give you everything I have, because we can't go back, So I have suffered mentally, and I solve it through Buddhism, etc. But what really wake me up is that we could die any moment, knowing that, we don't last. Everybody best thing is their life, right? Nobody want to lose their life. That's their best thing. Even that could go any moment. Realizing that, that's why I try to say, even if you have everything you want in the world, we are aging every second. We only realize it every 10 years, right? When we look at in the mirror. So the good thing that we have, if you have, I don't know, some people, in democratic country, well developed country, we have everything. Well, we're not poor, right? But then, whatever we have, all the good stuff that we have, knowing that that also don't last, and whatever background we are, knowing that we could go any moment, we could die any moment. So, not to be attached to anything. So when we get old, when we're dying, we don't get too excited. We don't suffer, knowing because why you're still living, if you know that your life don't last, then when you get old, when you get unwell, you don't get too excited, right? So
Right.
yeah, that's that. So my back to my story. I mean, would you like me to explain what are teaching? You said a lot about it. That's it. That's it. In essence, that's it. So yeah, I go with the
I would
flow,
love for you
like
to explain
what
it in detail. Sure.
yeah. Okay. So it's I am no way trying to distribute religion. I just mentioned Buddha because he taught me. He helped me fix my suffering. But that's why I try to make it universal. It's also the facts of life. We can test it with science, etc. And I also believe in science because it's a fact. Yeah. So let me explain it this way. Like, there's two stages. Okay. One, I don't know, what do you call, there's two level of teaching. The first level is easier for us to see if we want to focus on ourselves. But the second level is advanced. What I put on my description and what you told the audience about, that's advanced, not easy for everyday people, but once you realize it, that's it. But then you don't have to go there from day one. So I'll let you know the level one first. So level one is just that, like, every day we pass, right? Whatever we're doing, if you really look at yourself, focus on what you're doing, then you'll see that there's only good and bad thing happening to you, yeah? You either feel good or bad. Like, there's a lot of other feeling, but if you want to understand difficult subject, we have to make things simple, right? So all it come down to, and everybody can see that it's every day you pass your life, there's only good and bad things happening to you. So you only have good and bad feeling. But you could, if you focus on yourself and not your environment, then you can see that even good and bad thing don't last. Okay, I give you example. As for the good thing, good food, good sex, good drugs, do they ever last? Right? Even your children, they don't last. They grow up. I mean, also the bad thing, right? People leave you. People die. And terror, and there was in famous speech here, there's a terror, 15 people got killed, flood, earthquake, war, they also pass. The bad thing, we can't go back and fix it. It's already passed, so good thing pass, don't last, and bad thing also pass. We can only fix the future. So knowing that all we have is good and bad, and because they don't last, all I'm trying to say is we're just suffering from our memory, our imagination. So take it easy. They no longer here. They already passed. That's the first step that we can all see that things don't last, right? Even us, we aging every second. If we look at, like, whenever checked out in my mirror, whatever makeup we put on, we know that there's lines everywhere. The more we fix our body, the ugly we look, and we all could even go any moment, So yeah, that's the reality if we want to face it. Facing that, some people may think we have to suffer if we face the truth, but not really. I think even, people having mental health issue, I think until they face it, like realize that you have an issue, you can never fix it, So facing the truth, facing life is not really an issue. That's the only way, the beginning of our, I don't know, fixing journey. Put it simple, okay? But the second level, it's more advanced. We can't really see. We just have to, I don't know, believe in a like a theory, something. So theory goes like this, okay? Science say there's only, Buddha said there's only mind and body in the world. Your mind or other people's mind or other animal mind, your body or other people's body or a non-living body, there's only mind and body in the world, okay? And science say mind and body are moving millions of times per second. If you Google it, that's what science is. But even if it moved once, it no longer here. And our feeling, we only have good and bad feeling. And we are all human. We're a little bit crazy as a human. Otherwise, we can't live like a human, right? But then our, but then, our feeling have to base on something. We're not that crazy, we're not laughing for nothing. We're not crying for nothing. It has to base on something, right? We're not that crazy, right? So whatever you're feeling based on, what science say and Buddha say is, because things already move, they're moving millions of times per second. Whatever you're feeling based on, when you feel it, it already passed. So our feelings are made based on memory, our addiction, our attachment, our imagination that are no longer here. Somebody left you, you're still feeling sorry. He already left you, she already left us, So, now, the drugs, the good drugs we had, the good sex we had, we feeling good about already passed, it are no longer here, right? So once we realize that, we take it easy, even our life, it could go any movement, So we're still human, so we attach to things. What I'm trying to say is when you angry, just let it out, Like most of us live in democratic country, we got human rights, We don't like, let it out, but don't get attached to it. What's next, When you feel happy, let it out, But then what is next, So don't drag on it. We got other things to do. Our life is going very fast. We could go any moment, So if you believe in that and you like you do business or you working, it's good for you. That means no limit, One thing is that, what is next, You don't drag on to your success or your failure, Then for business people or people who are working for others, people stay working. There's no limit because what's next? What's next until you die, of course, So, or people who are dying, like they're suffering, but what physically, what worse is their mental health, Knowing that our body, we aging every second. Example, you have a cancer. A doctor tell you will die in 6 months. Well, you still got 6 months. But people who come and visit you, they could die tomorrow, So everybody dying, So don't worry about all your physical suffering. Mentally, as long as you're healthy, that's the main thing while you're living, you know, knowing
Right.
that we all are aging, like we could go any moment. And what you're suffering in your mind is just a memory. If you look at it, whatever you're feeling also gone. So just stay in balance. Don't get too excited, even if you are dying, you know. You know,
Right.
your body could go any moment. That's just natural. Whatever you're suffering in your mind, it's just the imagination, your memory, like memory that I'm having cancer, I'm having cancer, but just let it go, you know. Like even people who don't have cancer could go tomorrow, you still got 6 months to live, you know. Like, you know. So if you face the reality, life is worth living, whatever you are, whoever you are, you know. Because you stay in balance, you know, nothing is too excited about, you know.
Now, this may sound counterintuitive, but to people, but you say happiness itself can cause suffering because it never lasts. Why do we suffer when we chase happiness? And what happens the moment we notice we're happy?
Yeah, so like I said, because we still human. Still feel it, you know, face it. When you're happy, face it, like smile. You know, some people control and that's not good. I like, you know, like if you love someone, say you love them, you know, the psychologist, etc., say that's very important, especially your children. You know, show your love, show your happiness. We most of us live in democratic country. We have human rights. We don't have to be shy, you know. You know, Gary Vee said, you know, he say he's swearing every second word. He doesn't care. Everybody follow. You know, we can be ourselves. We don't have to worry about anything. Like we have human rights, you know. So when you're happy, be happy. But all I'm saying is because it doesn't last, don't drag on about it, you know.
Right.
The good food that we eat, the good set that we have, the good drug that we have, all this happiness, because things are moving millions of times per second. You know, whatever you're feeling happy about, it's already gone. Don't drag on about it. What is next, you know? Because if you drag on, you feel very sorry when it doesn't last, and it never lasts, you know? So is your life, you know?
Very true. Now, you also talk about the six senses, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, the body, and the mind. How do we experience reality once it enters us and an image or copy? Like, what is dangerous for our mental health to confuse perception with reality?
Yeah, that is the second level. It's hard to realize with our human eyes and mind, but it is the theory. If you believe in science, if you but be believe what I say, you would just, I mean, I think all our behavior, we're just going in routine. Our belief drive our behavior. So, you know, it is a theory, it's a belief. If you believe in it, just behave in that way. But it's hard to see by evidence because, like science say, we only have mind and body, and mind and body moving too fast. We're not able to see that because it's already gone. We're not able to see. Like it with our human eyes and mind. See, example, I can tell you by example, okay? When we talk to each other right now, we're judging each other. We're judging each other on our reflection. You can't really see me. I can't really see you. We are in different part of the world, right? What
Right.
we see each other is our reflection, and we having feelings on our reflection, judging on our re reflection, right? So if you really, really focus, you can see. But this is kind of easy to see. Sometimes it's hard, you know, that you having feelings on a memory. But if you think about it, you can't deny that it's true, right? Like, somebody already left you, you all still feeling bad about, somebody already died, you still feel, you're still crying if that's someone you love. You already ate a good food, already gone toilet, but we still have feeling good. You had a good sex, it's already gone, but you're still feeling good. They all memory, they all pass. We know that, right? But then, that's what I'm trying to say. Feel it. We're still human. Feel it, face it, but let it go. We got to move on,
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what I find really powerful is that you're not asking people to retreat from life or meditate for hours. You say that this method can be practiced while living all the time. Like, how does someone begin applying this in real life, at work, in relationships, or during stress?
Yes. So I like when you are, I compare to myself, okay? I'm working all the time. When I'm working, I got to concentrate on work. So a little bit hard to look at myself. So I think most of us, we compare us to our environment, other people. We judge other people. We look at environment rather than ourselves. So first, please focus on yourself, but you don't have to do that the whole day. Whenever you can, even a few minutes a day, they all add up. So look at yourself, then you can see, focus on what you're doing. You see that you feel good, and you also see that that don't last. Good food, good sex, good drive, everything good thing that you feel throughout the day, right? Best stuff. The other day at our famous beach, 15 people got killed. I hear the news, and my auntie dying, all these bad stuff, they come to you knowing that they will go, right? So I feel bad, but then we have to move on. All these feelings come to you while you're living your life, Maybe we so in routine that we're looking outside too much that we don't really see. But then when you can, if you could focus 10 minutes a day, you can see yourself, So see it, feel it, but let it go. We have to let it go. Otherwise, life even going on. If you don't let it go, life will let you go anyway,
That's very true. Now, for someone listening right now who feels overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally reactive, what is the first mental shift they can make today to begin calming their mind and freeing themselves from unnecessary suffering?
Yes. From my own experience, I think we got to face it first, face our feeling, let it go, and then talk to someone you're close to. And the next step is get professional help. Or mine is just one way, there's other way. Yeah, so I think that's the way you can solve your issue. Yeah, I mean,
Now,
if
what
you're feeling overwhelmed,
Yeah.
start with that, get help, and they'll sort you out,
Right.
and you can practice what I teach. But if this resonate you, do that. But there's also other way, you got to face your issue and then get help. I think
Yeah.
also every developed country, we got so many helpline. We got to
Yes.
promote more,
Yes.
because I also have suffer. When you are in need of help, you're so confused. You don't know how to get it, So
Yes.
people who want to help, we got to promote more, like I'm doing here, like you helping us speak up, know, all these government headlines, we got to promote more and more. So people, we got to be like, calm, calm, calm. Because people who are suffering, they're so confused. They don't know where to go. You know, even if you're obvious, they don't come to you. So we got to
Right.
go out there, promote our help, you know, people who
Yeah.
want to help. Yeah.
Right. I agree. Now, what I'm really taking from this is that conversation is that calm isn't something that we chase. It's something we recognize when we stop reaching into the past. Now, this isn't about denying feelings, it's about understanding them. So
Yes.
if there's one truth you want listeners to remember when emotions feel like overwhelming, what would it be?
It'll pass. Good or bad, it'll pass. So is your life. Don't get too excited.
I love it. I love it. Now, where can people find you? If they want to, you know, if they want to learn more about the different levels of Buddhism, if they want to learn more about coping with different, you know, mental illness or different emotions like anxiety and learn how to become calm and not focus so much on the past and be able to focus on the presence, where can they find you to, you know, connect with you and maybe get some help?
And did I give you my Facebook page? They can reach me there.
Can you tell people what your Facebook page is? Oh.
Let me. It's
Or you
called
can.
Soul K Ming. Soul K Ming. If you search on Facebook.
I could put it in the description box, so it's no problem. So the
Yeah,
best place
please.
to find you is on Facebook.
It's on Facebook. If you search facebook.com/likesawkmyint, SawkMyint. Yeah, you
Okay.
can reach me there.
And I'll
Yeah,
put
I'm
that
always on
also.
Facebook and I like to help. And this is free help. I run this as a charity. You know, money is not everything. I come to realize that. That's what I want to do.
Very true. Very true. Well, this has been amazing. I thank you so much for coming on the show. You know, so I think this is wonderful what you're doing. You know, this is something that is a passion for you. This is something that you want to reach out and help people. You know, you know, mental illness is very prevalent in our society. People don't know how to deal with a lot of different issues that go on in their lives. And you found a solution through Buddhism and being able to handle different emotions and being able to move forward in life and not be able to you know, get stuck and you know, focus on negative emotions that could destroy you. So I give you kudos for, you know, really overcoming your obstacles and now, you know, taking what you learn and trying to teach others so they can overcome theirs. So I think what you're doing is wonderful, and I thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your knowledge with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Tracy, for welcoming me here, and thanks everyone for being here, okay, listening to us. I hope I help someone. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and you have a great day.
You too, you too.